It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
The fastest hour in radio begins now. This is Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Congress back in session. The president trying to get an agenda through. And big bombshell from a former FBI director. It's all part of what we've got to talk about this hour. Plus a Money Monday on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
My view was that the content of those unclassified, the memorialization of those conversations was my recollection recorded.
But was it? Evidently, the authorities don't believe so. An overnight report in the Hill newspaper in Washington, D.C., rocking the nation's capital today. And that's just one of the things we have to discuss in this coming hour. We will talk about the pregnant man who gave birth to his own daughter in London before we're done. We'll also discuss the markets with David Fisher. Gina Loudon will join us to take a look at what is going on with the investigation into all things related to the former FBI director. But before we get to any of that, let's get an up-to-the-minute report with what's going on in Washington, D.C. Guy Benson, the political editor at townhall.com and a good friend of this broadcast, rejoins us. Guy, it's good to have you. Hope you had a great July 4th week.
Thanks very much.
Let's talk real quickly about that Hill report that came out last night. This was pretty big bombshell stuff. Seven memos that evidently the special counsel may even be calling into question in his investigation. But Comey had classified information that got leaked to not only people that didn't have classified status like NYU professors, but also the media. What's the latest on this, Guy?
Well, we don't know that yet. I would proceed with caution on this, and the reason why is that James Comey always proceeded with great caution in virtually everything that he did, and I think he was very clearly thinking about legal implications and classification at the time of writing the memos, let alone leaking parts of them. There's actually a really good analysis of this at hotair.com by Ala Pundit, who's basically saying, let's tap the brakes a little bit, because even though it appears that some of the information in those memos were classified, some of them were classified from the very beginning, some of them were retroactively classified, it is not clear that Comey shared any of the classified elements with anyone, and we're not exactly sure where he was storing this classified information, whether it was on an unsecure server or not. So,
well, the big kind of and that's all very valid, and I grant you, we need to go where the facts lead. But one of the big bombshells of all of this is that the investigators looking at this material do not treat it the same way he did in his Senate hearing. In his Senate hearing, he clearly said to Senator Blunt, yeah, these were my personal recollections, and I had the right to release them. That's not how the government is viewing them.
Correct. And I think that it was always dubious that his memorializations contemporaneously of meetings with the president in his official government capacity in memos were not government memos in any way. That was always something that didn't quite pass the smell test to me. I think that there's a chance that he may have handled some classified information improperly. He may have violated a protocol here. I think the likelihood that he has broken the law or that he has put classified material or leaked classified material, I would really hold off on that until we have more information to that effect, because again, I think that he had just gone through all of this with Hillary Clinton. he was very obviously cognizant of those issues while he was writing these memos upon meeting with the president in January and February. And I think that for a man as very, very cautious and rear-end covering as James Comey has been throughout his entire career, scrupulous with his notes and his protocols, I would just be shocked if he messed up badly enough to have broken the law.
I hear you.
We don't know that yet.
What we'll need to do is just get the memos. And that's what I think everybody has wanted from the beginning. You know, where are they? Why haven't we seen them? Why hasn't
Congress seen them? I mean, that's the thing to my base.
Well, they've asked for them. Why hasn't he turned them over?
Well, I think Mueller has them in the special counsel, and that's fine. But I don't know why Congress doesn't have a right to them. To my knowledge, they still don't, even though they've expressed interest in getting them and have asked for them, as you say.
Right.
No, we keep talking about the contents of memos that no one has seen, really.
Well, some professor at NYU, but outside of him, yes.
Although we're not even sure, I think it was Columbia, but we're not even sure if that professor saw the memo or if Comey gave him, potentially over the phone, excerpts of the content of broader memos. I'm not even sure if this professor ever had the actual memos or copies of the full memos in his possession. That's one of the bizarre elements of this whole story, is there's a lot that we don't know about those memos and who had them and when and what they actually say. And, you know, Mueller has them. I hope Mueller can be trusted to handle them properly. And, you know, if Comey did something wrong to pursue that, I know there are some people concerned that Comey and Mueller go way back and they're good friends. I also think that Mueller's reputation precedes him, that he really is a hard-nosed, fair-minded investigator who pursues his work without, fear.
Where the evidence leads. Yeah.
Right.
No, I got it. Guy Benson is who we're speaking with, political director at townhall.com. Real quickly, the other top story out of D.C. today is that Donald Trump Jr. evidently supposedly met with an attorney, and it was kind of weird, and he said she kind of rambled, and then they talked about adoptions, but somehow this was worthy of Shepard Smith spending the first 9 minutes of his broadcast on Fox News about tonight with a Wall Street Journal analyst analyzing it. Guy Benson, your take on the latest Russia allegation.
Yeah, I'll have a full analysis of this tomorrow at townhall.com, tomorrow morning. Basically, I was out of the country for most of last week, so I'm playing some catch up, but I've been reading the various stories and the Trump administration's defenses of this, including Don Jr. on Twitter. I'm trying to decide, is this a bombshell, the way it's being treated, not just by Shep Smith, but by the New York Times on the front page, CNN, of course, hourly coverage and that sort of thing, or is it a complete dud? And based on my initial analysis, it seems like it's somewhere in between. This is another example of a Trump administration inner circle high-ranking person not disclosing and not telling the full truth, whether intentionally or just forgetting or sloppiness. I'm not imputing motives here, just not giving the full complete account and story of a meeting with someone tied into the Russian regime. And even when the Times first started sniffing about this story, Trump Jr. gave this explanation that it was just really a meeting that concentrated on adoption policy. And then he followed up with a further explanation saying, well, actually, the reason basically that we took the meeting was because we were promised some potentially damaging information about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats being funded by the Russians. So this was, you know, basic, normal opposition research. We had to listen, but it didn't really go anywhere. She didn't have the goods. Again, to me, I just think it's a little bit, first of all, some people are saying, oh my gosh, this is, you know, proof of collusion. This is a big bombshell smoking gun. I don't think that we know nearly enough to say that. But it's, again, another drip where someone at the top level of Team Trump did have some interaction with a Russian-tied person and was not instantly forthcoming about it, and then has an evolving story about what happened at the meeting, and I think that that is some cause for concern. And by the way, it's not normal opposition research to be taking meetings with foreign
nationals. Agreed on that point completely. Guy Benson is the senior. He's the political editor for townhall.com. He's also a Fox News contributor. And, Guy, the next time you see Katie Pavlich, please give her our very best congratulations on her nuptials as well. Thanks for your excellent coverage. We appreciate it. Kevin?
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 82 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. We have a stalled vehicle on the Harlem River Drive, southbound approaching the Triborough Bridge. You are backed up into the 140s. Accident cleared in Queens on the LIE, westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard from the outer roadway. It's very slow eastbound from the BQE over the Grand Central and out toward the Nassau County line. Also delays in New Jersey, westbound 80 at exit 60, where emergency construction takes out two lanes. Westbound 280, very slow from exit 16 to 15. And if you're headed across the Hudson River, it's about 30 minutes both ways at the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, 5 to 10 in, about 30 minutes out. Not too bad inbound at the George Washington Bridge, but you have delays New Jersey bound from every approach, and watch for delays by the Meadowlands, eastbound Route 3 after 120 with a vehicle fire. You now know how not to go. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding or corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be very impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. We use her around Salem Media New York all the time, and she just knows how to put that perfect touch of class to every one of our special occasions. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at lots of convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. So visit Fran's Touch of Class to see the range of yachts in her fleet and give her a call, find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of the services provided. Call her today and add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to reclaimnynow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians, it's time to fix the MTA. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org today. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
The Joe Walsh Show.
All of a sudden, you know, the media has been saying the last couple days, every president has respected the dignity of the office.
And then along comes a guy named Trump.
And because of some tweet now, he has gone beneath the dignity of the office. Excuse me? Bill Clinton was serviced by a White House intern repeatedly in the Oval Office.
The Joe Walsh Show. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM 970 The Answer. And our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM 970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the premium pillows, the luxury Giza sheets, the mattress toppers, the roll-and-go pillows, even the pet beds. And you should ask about the new human bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Breaking news and local news.
find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough. Big bombshell of a day today on Capitol Hill, and not the way Shepard Smith wanted to report it on Fox News this afternoon. He spent the first 9 minutes dealing with this Donald Trump Jr. supposedly meeting with some woman lawyer from Russia that didn't have any information, but wanted to talk about adoptions, and he was confused, and they ended up cutting the meeting short and all this other mess. Of course, Shep Smith played it as, you know, obvious gotcha. Well, not really. But you know what he didn't report in his opening block of his show today? The actual gotcha story of whether or not Mr. Comey, the former FBI director, had in fact released classified information to people that were not entitled to it. And when the Hill newspaper in Washington, D.C. last night reported all of this, it was the bombshell of the day. Here's how Kellyanne Conway responded to all of it. Cut three.
He is apparently violating, at the very least, what all members of the FBI sign. They sign a document that says you will not do something like this. He was the head of the entire, he was the director of the entire bureau. And the irony to me, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is exactly the problem that Hillary Clinton had with her illegal server.
Right.
The handling of classified and confidential information that Jim Comey was meant to investigate, if not prosecute. And so the irony here is he's trying to look into that for Hillary Clinton. It looks like he also violated these. Definitely that rule is not the law, by handing over, admitting under oath, handing over classified information through, quote, private recollection, doesn't matter what he calls it, matters what it is, to a friend so that the friend would leak it to the media, right, with the expectation it would trigger a special counsel. This is just an incredible bombshell today.
Which is exactly what happened. It triggered a special counsel, and now the special counsel may be looking into this. But hold on a second. Let's just remember for a second whether or not these were things that Mr. Comey believed were his possession. This is Missouri Senator Roy Blunt to Mr. Comey a number of weeks ago in the Senate committee. Cut one.
You said after you were dismissed, you gave information to a friend, mm-hmm, so that friend could get that information into the public media.
Correct.
What kind of information was that? What kind of information did you give to a friend?
That the Flynn conversation, that the president had asked me to let the Flynn, I mean, I'm forgetting my exact own words, but the conversation in the Oval Office.
So you didn't consider your memo or your sense of that conversation to be a government document? You considered it to be somehow your own personal document that you could share with the media as you wanted to?
Correct.
Through a friend?
I understood this to be my recollection recorded of my conversation with the president. As a private citizen, I felt free to share that. I thought it very important to get it out.
Yeah, sadly, it doesn't work that way. Here with reaction is Dr. Gina Loudon, who joins us on Mondays. Dr. Gina, it looks like former Director Comey is guilty of mishandling classified information, seven specific memos that he made note of in terms of private conversations with the president, some of which had, now we know, according to the Hill report, much classified information. And he may be guilty of the very thing he was supposed to be investigating Hillary Clinton for. What's your reaction to this?
Speechless? Could he possibly be that stupid? I mean, I don't know. I asked the same question when it went to Hillary and her illegal server. Could she really be that dumb? But apparently, it's either total stupidity or total ignorance. I mean, or total arrogance. And I don't know which. I guess I'm going to have to err on the side of arrogance, because with Director Comey, we're talking about somebody who, you know, we know is a pretty bright guy who, of all people, should understand the privileged nature of our national security and all of that encompasses. So I can't even fathom, honestly, Kevin, the level of arrogance it must take to think, yeah, nobody will get to me for the fact that I'm literally investigating the very same thing I'm doing.
Right. Well, and you know, special counsel Mueller was empowered to investigate this no matter where the evidence leads. And I would say that right now you're looking at some pretty serious charges against a former FBI director. I mean, if what Kellyanne Conway said in that cut was true, then he knows that he was under the same accountability that all FBI employees are in terms of the release of classified information. But if you leak that to a college professor at NYU and then they leak it to the press, it seems to me you have more than just dereliction of duty. You have a specific abuse of power. Now, that's my take on it. I don't know if people agree with me or not.
Yeah, it does seem like a just gross, again, gross arrogance. I think these people, I think we don't realize the degree to which, Kevin, the deep state believes themselves immune to any sort of, reprisal. I don't think that they are concerned. I think that so many of them have been operating for so long within, it's the you pat my back, I'll pat yours sort of a system that they just don't think that that's ever going to change. And so when President Trump talks about draining the swamp, this is precisely what he's talking about. It is so murky and so much deeper than any of us had any idea about, that there's literally this level of total dismissal of the law by those who are the highest level of law enforcement, right? It's mind-boggling.
Well, and not only that, it was done in, let's keep the context accurate here. It was done in the process of an election cycle. It was done in a process in which a Democratic administration was running for re-election. And this particular FBI director was, for lack of a better term, beholding to the White House. And it seems to me that there may be additional charges that need to be filed here, and maybe against the former director Comey himself on the mishandling of classified information. We'll have to wait and see. Dr. Gina Loudon, thanks for your analysis. Always appreciate it.
Always glad to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
Please check her out tonight on America Trends with Dr. Gina Loudon. That's on the U2 America network. And if you don't have it, get it for your cable system. You can also watch it online and like her on Facebook and follow her on Twitter. You'll be glad you did. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Money on Monday. We always talk about it. David Fisher with me next.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 82 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Commuters hoping for a smooth ride home on the first day of the so-called summer of hell as Amtrak starts 2 months of repair work at Penn Station. New Jersey Transit commuters said the transit trains into Hoboken this morning did not appear to be any more crowded than usual. Long Island Railroad riders said there was no massive overcrowding or lengthy delays, but some commuters said train times kept changing or being canceled on screens. A wake is underway in the Bronx for murdered NYPD officer Miosotis Familia. 20,000 people expected to pay their respects to the 12-year veteran gunned down inside a mobile command center last week. And a Long Island company will be selling its rapid test and results product for the Zika virus in Brazil. Newsday reporting, Cambio Diagnostics has won regulatory approval to sell its product in the country where the mosquito-borne virus is prevalent. The company already has tests for HIV, syphilis, and tropical diseases. Checking sports, it's the start of Major League Baseball's All-Star break tonight, so no action for the Mets or the Yankees. And checking your traffic, it's a 30-minute delay, New Jersey bound at the Holland Tunnel. We had a stalled vehicle cleared. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes out, about 20 minutes into the city. No problems inbound at the George Washington Bridge. There are delays New Jersey bound from all the approaches. Emergency road work in New Jersey, westbound 80 at exit 60 is blocking two lanes. You now know how not to go, and here's your forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, low around 70. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, but still a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. You now know what's going on. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, and it's a busy Monday. Congress is back in session after their little July 4th holiday break, and you've got a lot of things going to be addressed. Health care, where's that going? Is tax reform going to happen? Is the economy going to stall? And in the midst of this, you've got James Comey and everything else. And what does Shep Smith open his show with at the top of the hour? Russia. Feel like putting a pencil through my kneecap or something. It's just that frustrating. Anyway, it's time to talk about money. We're going to do it a little bit early today because David Fisher had some time, and I wanted to get to a number of things that are quite important. Last Friday and Saturday, the G20, of course, met in Hamburg, and David Fisher is back with us on Money Mondays to discuss everything related to finances. David, good to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for having me on your program again this afternoon.
The G20 did go down this last week. How did that impact us in terms of what they discussed and how it relates to the economy of the world?
Well, the main topic, Kevin, was climate change, and you know some people call it the G19 because all 20 nations historically have supported climate change, even as far as back as the Bush era. But President Trump has set his course into action a few months ago when we had the Paris Accord agreement in Italy, that he went the other direction. He's not supporting climate change, and he struck the same chord, and it was not a welcome tune in Hamburg, Germany. Most of the 19 countries, again, are all supporting climate change, and President Obama donated $3 billion towards climate change under his administration. That's just for that one topic alone in the G20. So it didn't go too well from that standpoint, and I hate to put a pencil on your knee, but the biggest thing, really what the news was talking about, was the big meeting between Trump and Putin, which went very well, and they outstruck a deal from ceasefire in Syria after the two-hour meeting.
Hey, look, I'm in favor of that. If we can calm the Syrian thing down, it looks like the Iraq army took Mosul yesterday as well. So it's a good that's a good day when ISIS is getting beat on all fronts. Okay, so let me ask you this. So we're not involved in climate change. That helps our economy, right? Because we're not going to be giving all those monies away to questionable enforcement methodologies.
I think it's, you know, if Trump follows through fully backing away from the financial support, the government's going to have more money. Hopefully they spend it wisely. And I think under President Trump's administration, that's his number one job, to make sure our money's going effectively.
Right.
And so we should, this should help the economy, if anything. I know this doesn't spur on a lot of votes or support from people who believe in climate change and fossil fuel. But, you know, it's a give and take situation.
I agree with you. Okay, there's about 10 days until Congress takes their longer break. They just came back. You know, they get more breaks than I've ever seen. In fact, David, I was talking with my wife on Sunday, and I was sending a note to my management, because in August I broadcast from the other side of the country, and I was letting them know that I'm going, but I was adding up the vacation time I've taken. And outside of holidays, which everybody's allowed to take, in 2017, I've taken zero vacation days. And in 2016, I took five. These guys get like a week, like every couple of months they work. So Congress, they're 10 days away from their next break. What's the thing? Are they going to get a health care bill? And if they don't, how does that impact the tax reform efforts?
Well, I think everybody would just love to say, just give the nation what you give yourselves and give the time off. If you take it off, why can't we? But
exactly.
Unfortunately, Congress doesn't work that way. But the biggest thing is the health care bill. And they've not gotten much work done on this, unfortunately. And it looks like they're going to go in the next 10 days. Well, first of all, in the last 10 days, there has been several different items that have floated around, but nothing has seemed to stuck interest on the conservative or moderate side of the Republican. So that's the big problem that we have. So it doesn't look like they're going to pass a health care bill. According to what Congress is saying, President Trump is very hopeful that it will pass. Congress is the one that's working on it, so it doesn't look like that's going to happen. They got three other major things on their agenda, though, that they got to get passed till July, between now and July 28th, and then they come back after the summer break, after Labor Day. And those three other things are the tax bill, which they haven't got any traction on, a 2018 budget, and keep in mind, the budget that was supposed to be submitted for approval by April 15th, right. And they didn't even do that. So they're not getting much traction on that. And then the last thing is raising the debt ceiling, which is a major thorn in the countryside and our political leaders, obviously.
Well, and it's also something that is a good reminder as to why we should be protecting our portfolios, because every time they raise that, David, doesn't it make what we are investing in our 401ks a little bit more vulnerable?
Absolutely. In fact, there's, President, you've plenty they bring up 401ks. There's an article, I'm doing some research on this. They're actually maybe looking at the way of turning 401ks into Roth IRAs for tax purposes, not enough revenue coming to the country. So everything's on the table now.
Okay, David, hold on. Coming right back. It's Money Monday. Lots of stuff to get to. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians it's time to fix the MTA. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org today. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEANSWER.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgage is here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
96 elephants are killed every day in Africa for their ivory. That's 35,000 a year. With your support, more poachers can be caught. With your voice, we can inspire more countries to ban ivory sales and reduce demand. Go to 96elephants.org and join more than 1 million people dedicated to saving Africa's elephants. Protect their home. Take action at 96elephants.org.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Look around, look around. How lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a Monday, and so we're talking about money, and because of the holiday, the markets were up and down and all around in the last couple of weeks, but David Fisher's back with us, and we always enjoy and appreciate his information. By the way, if you haven't gotten on his website, landmarkgold.com, and I would encourage you to do it, there is so much good information on there about not only precious metals, but all kinds of other things. And he has a lot of these segments that he has spent with us archived there. You can go back and listen to past episodes. But landmarkgold.com, a great resource if you are considering protecting your portfolio, which these current times, David, I'm thinking more and more about. This week, the Fed chairwoman, Janet Yellen, is speaking before Congress. There's a lot of speculation about what she's going to do to interest rates in the days to come. They haven't raised them as much as everybody thought they would have already. If she does it too quickly, that could have adverse ramifications. But talk to us about what you expect out of Janet Yellen in Congress this week.
Well, she's going to give her, every 6 months, she gives a monetary report to Congress, and this is when it's scheduled. She is going to talk about a couple things. One, she's going to talk about pulling away the punch bowl, in other words, many people's terminology, of the Fed withdrawing the incentive or the support to the stock market. It's called quantitative easing and the ramifications of that. She's also going to talk about how they're going to unwind their balance sheet. The balance sheet from the Fed is now $4.5 trillion compared to where it was 10 years ago. So they're starting to raise interest rates. They're not doing as aggressive as she said. So she's going to talk about interest rate, the retraction of the effects on quantitative easing, and also how they're going to unwind their balance sheet. Those are all things that we've never been involved in before in this environment, post a 2008 pullback, or they call it a recession. So
Right. It's
going to be very interesting. They're flying blindly, the Fed is, and the markets are tunely watching what she might say or do come the next 6 months of, to the rest of this year.
All right. In the last 7 weeks, you talked about almost every single week you were with us about a hedge fund manager or CEO warning about a coming crash. And this is something that I've tried to keep my eye on the news about. What's the latest, David? Are we hurtling ourselves closer to that kind of inevitable point?
Well, we're getting closer. Who knows when and what will cause it? The banks are in trouble in Europe. That could be the trigger point, not this time American banks. And that's one report that's coming out of the Bank of International Settlement. But also another hedge fund manager is coming out who runs the $3 billion hedge fund. He talks about, first of all, his name is Jason Karp. He runs Tour Billion Capitals, and he's saying that the stock market is seemingly endlessly making gains that don't even make sense, and it's now moved in eight-year territory of a market having not a correction. It's the second longest market on records without a correction. So he's saying I'd be very careful, and we look at like the NASDAQ and the tech rally that we've had, things are not making any sense when you configure the gains in the stocks are not in reflecting of the corporate earnings, but companies buying other companies like what Amazon has been doing.
Right.
So he's saying be warned that there is going to be a correction, and this one could be severe.
Well, okay. And that's taking place on a lot of different levels. I saw a cartoon this week, David. It was failed socialist states, and it had Cuba, it had the Soviet Union, it had something else, and then Illinois was the fourth, quote, state in the cartoon, with states that are in trouble, and Illinois is certainly one of them, and they've been as democratically run as can possibly be had in the last few. Are we on a collision course with more of American states heading towards bankruptcy, states that don't have enough money to carry out what their obligations are?
Well, add Connecticut to that, because you're going to hear about them coming up in the next week or so, probably this week even. What's happened is we've not fully recovered from 2008, and yet the financial commitments that states were obligated to when the collapse happened, they haven't been able to make those payments, and it just keeps expounding since then. Now we have people on their pensions that are retiring, and the pensions are upside down. The Connecticut has declined 45% in its taxpayer revenue from 2015 to 2016. So we're going to see a lot more of this happening. Don't be alarmed, but currently it's illegal. Or it's not a way legally where you can file bankruptcy in a state, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to be talking about something like that.
They've been trying. They've been petitioning Congress for a while. I hope that they don't, because it's not New York's fault if Illinois goes under. And Illinois needs to keep its business and take care of its business to itself. Friends, all of this is very much reasons why we talk all the time on Money Monday about protection of your own investments. And David has a number of resources. Changing Directions and Changing Times is one of his new white papers that will really enlighten you on the information of what's going on. But the thing that I really want you to understand is that under the Dodd-Frank Act, the government has the potential, if certain circumstances, if this crash happens that those CEOs and hedge fund managers are predicting, if that happens, the government can seize the monies in your portfolios if they are held in stocks and certain types of accounts. But if they're held in metals, there's a certain way that doesn't apply to you, and they can't seize your funds. And it's all detailed in the free report, The Coming Bail-In. It's the sixth edition. Please call and get a copy for yourself. You need it. You need to arm yourself with information. David, I know that I'm a little bit out of the norm, but I have equal amounts of cash reserves and metals reserves, and I've started doing this since like 2000, just because I felt like, well, I've looked at what gold and silver have done year after year, and I still haven't found a better investment in terms of the long term. But it really is important that we protect that stewardship, that investment that we've built our lives trying to have.
Well, you actually did very well in 2008. Not only did you have financial insurance, but you had a good investment for yourself. So that's where we're headed all over again. Those signs are here again.
Yeah. All right, friends, please, 844-604-2575. Call and get the information. There's no obligation with the information, but you can arm yourself and then make better decisions. And David's staff is really going to help you on that. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also get online at landmarkgold.com and request the monthly newsletter. It's got stuff you need to know. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 82 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Emergency construction in New Jersey, westbound 80 at exit 60. That is blocking two lanes. You have an accident westbound on the Cross Bronx approaching 3rd Avenue, blocking the right lane. All the approaches to the New Jersey-bound George Washington Bridge have a backup. No major backups inbound. Lincoln Tunnel is 20 minutes both ways. The Holland Tunnel looks pretty good into the city, but if you're New Jersey-bound, it's at least a 30-minute delay. Also, an accident on the Cross Island Parkway, northbound after Northern Boulevard was just cleared. You're backed up to the Long Island Expressway. And watch for delays on the Merritt Parkway, northbound, heading up through Stamford, exit 33 to 35, and again from 40 A and B in Norwalk up to exit 41. Slow traffic on the BQE, northbound at Queens Boulevard, with an accident that is blocking a lane. You now know how not to go. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government under certain circumstances to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform, and you're going to be late. Again. You're stuck in traffic for hours because you can't rely on the trains. You're missing work. It's costing you money. It's the summer of hell for commuters. And what are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. That's why you're stuck sweating on the platform. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Send Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio a clear message. Do your job. It's time to fix the MTA and put the summer of hell on ice. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org and join the fight today. Enough is enough.
This message paid for by Reclaim New York.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And friends, I would urge you, please go and get the information, 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. David Fisher will he will work long and hard for you to help you make sure that you're protected, and his staff will do the same. And I would just the information is free. You can ask the questions that you need. They are going to tell you the truth every single time. I've observed David as a businessman, and he has the highest integrity. I don't have people that I endorse that I don't believe in, and that's why I have personally given such strong support to David Fisher. Anyway, 844-604-2575. Get the free information, especially with the coming bail-in. That's the main one I want you to know about, how to protect your investment proceeds. And then also landmarkgold.com. You can sign up for the newsletter and get other information there as well. It's well worth your visit. All right, so this weekend, my friend, Pastor Dave Watson from Staten Island, sent me a text early Saturday morning. I kind of looked at it and was like, this is like 6:30 or whatever when he sent it to me. Dave, if that's not what time you sent it, I apologize for not telling the truth. That's what time it seemed like it got, but I heard zzz, and I looked, and I was like, who's texting me at 6:30 on a Saturday? And there it was, a story from Dave Watson. Why the pregnant man in Britain had given birth to his daughter. I know, it's like a circus, right? It's like something that's right out of the science fiction category of reading. But 1,666,000 media outlets within 24 hours had done a story on the pregnant man who gave birth to his daughter in Great Britain. The only problem is it's fake news. I wrote about it at thebingethinker.com. The title, Why the Pregnant Man Did Not Give Birth. Please read it and forward it to everyone you know. There was no British man, 21 years of age, that made history giving birth to a baby girl. There was a girl named Paige who grew up and changed her name to Hayden. Started taking some puberty blockers and some cross-gender hormones, grew a beard, and lowered her voice a little bit. But before she got any surgeries, she went to her doctor and said, I might want to have a child someday. Can I freeze my eggs? And the doctor said, no. If you're going to be a man, we would not encourage you to do that. So she said, okay, I'm going to pause. And she paused all that becoming a man stuff. And instead got pregnant and had a baby daughter in the middle of June, and thus far has not returned to her transition process of becoming a man. Instead, Paige, or Hayden, however you wish to refer to her, still has all of her female parts and still has her female DNA and still has her female hormones coursing through her body as she breastfeeds her daughter. Talk about fake news. If the media establishment can't get right whose sex actually gives birth to children, why should we believe them on anything related to Russia or Trump or anything else? And who's to say that she had a daughter? I'm Kevin McCullough.